Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm here to share my rather eye-opening experience of a career guidance and practical training course I did last month. For a long time, I've been fascinated by the theatre and film industry. I initially thought costume design would be incredibly glamorous. I signed up for an intensive 4-week practical course because I knew that to even get an interview at a drama school, I would need to present a comprehensive portfolio to the admissions tutors rather than just a written resume. On the very first day, our tutor didn't take us to the sewing machines as I had hoped. Instead, she sat us down with pencils and paper. We were expecting to design outfits for modern actors, but she told us our initial assignment was to sketch a historical figure from the 18th century, ensuring every detail of their attire was accurate. I quickly learned that the most vital item for a designer isn't what you might expect. I had spent a fortune on a high-tech sewing machine before the course started, but our instructor insisted that a plain sketchbook was actually the only tool we couldn't live without. We were told to carry it everywhere to capture sudden bursts of inspiration. Then came the fabric sourcing, which was my first real hurdle. We were sent to a massive warehouse to find materials for our main project. I was desperately looking for some heavy silk for my design. I couldn't find any in the right shade, so I ended up buying some dark green velvet instead, which was surprisingly cheap but notoriously difficult to sew. As we moved into the construction phase of the garments, I came to a harsh realization. I had always considered myself a creative person with a good eye for colour. However, I quickly discovered that bringing a design to life demands an extraordinary level of patience, a virtue I must admit I completely lack. Sitting for hours unpicking wrong stitches drove me entirely mad. The garments we were making were quite complex. I was working on a tailored jacket, and the sleeves were surprisingly easy to attach. The real nightmare, however, was constructing the collar, which had to stand up stiffly at the back. I think I remade it 4 times before it looked even slightly acceptable. It was also intimidating looking around the studio. While I was struggling with my crooked jacket, the girl at the desk next to me had seamlessly put together a stunning ball gown with layers of intricate lace. It made me realise that some people just have a natural talent for the physical crafting of clothes. But the course wasn't a total disaster for me. Part of our assessment involved planning the financial side of a theatre production. While the others groaned about doing the maths, I found that calculating the budget was an absolute breeze for me. I actually enjoyed negotiating prices with fabric suppliers and tracking our expenses on a spreadsheet. During my final appraisal, my tutor was very honest. She praised my organisational skills, but noted my frustration with the sewing process. She suggested that rather than forcing myself to be a designer, I ought to seriously consider a career in production management, where my financial skills and understanding of the creative process would be highly valued. This advice was a light bulb moment for me. I've completely shifted my focus now. Rather than applying to drama schools for design, I've just submitted an application for a trainee position at a local television network, hoping to learn the ropes of organising and funding their drama departments. It just goes to show that practical training can sometimes guide your career in a completely unexpected direction.